is Gabriel McBird. I'm in Marks and Spencer's, and I'm just awaiting a helping hand, really. Got a £20 voucher to clear. So let's see what delicacies they've got. Hiya. And that's that one called. So there's a Mexican one that I get. The... What's it called?
This one is like the bread, just the bread it is.
Yeah, but it's with the...
It's with chorizo, tomato, and it's a new one.
Yeah.
Grilled peppers.
And you just put it in the oven
for 12 minutes.
Oh, what temperature?
Six.
Okay, gas mark
six.
Six,
yeah.
Okay, I'll have that one then.
Yeah, they had to stand for 1 minute, half a minute.
Crispy chicken curry, Thai curry, in the oven for 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's crispy, it's K-A-T-U.
Katsu
chicken, that's quite nice though. I've had it in the restaurant.
Yeah, I've had katsu chicken before, yeah.
But this has got the rice with it, so it's like one meal, you
Yeah,
know?
So you just put it all in together.
Yeah,
you just put it all in together, do you?
Yeah. Because you only get a small bit of curry to go because it's a crispy chicken, so you just pour the sauce over.
Yeah, okay.
And that's microwave rice and sauce only. You can only microwave the rice and sauce.
Yeah, if you're going to cook it all, do you put it all in the oven together or what?
You only, do not eat sauce in the pot.
I might go for one of the other. The green ones are hotter, isn't it? I think.
Definitely.
Or are they both the same?
No, the Thai. The green one is hotter. It's got three chilies. This is a medium. It's got two chilies.
Yeah, and what's the. So, which one's the hottest of the two? Or are they both the same?
Green one.
I'll have the green one then, please.
Yeah.
The green one, and that's in the microwave for 4 minutes.
4 minutes in the microwave. 20 minutes in the
oven. Yep, that'll do then. I'll have. Okay, so I've now got various things, including a Thai red curry, a Mexican garlic bread, a meal with a sandwich, packet of crisps, and a drink. And I'm also having a meal with a sausage and bacon bun in a bun in the cafe with a coffee. And a Diet Coke, which actually came to £4.50, which is quite a good price. I've got £2 or £3 left on the £20. I think I'm missing something. And to be honest, I found the woman, she did her best. God rest her soul and all that bollocks. But she wasn't that able. She's, in English, like a London-sounding woman, just... a bit thick, so it comes across katsu curry and can't pronounce it, and getting her to deal with it is like, really like trying to get blood out of a stone. People are there to offer people assistance, and frankly, if their reading ability is worse than the average person they're shopping for, it's not a right lot of help, and with the prices they charge, Marks and Spencer's need to do better. Anyway, last time I came here, the service was excellent. This time, I would put it... They found someone quickly enough, but I'd put the woman's ability to deal with the shopping at about 5 out of 10. I want to... If there's an offer, I want to be able to read, well, this is what we've got. Bang, 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 bang. I mean, she works here. She should basically know where things are and be able to reel stuff off. Otherwise... it's no better than just asking for help from an average customer wandering about the store. So I'm about to see what this sausage and bacon butty is like. I will report back in due course. No complaints about the price there, though. £4.50 for that, a coffee, and a Diet Coke. Well, since I did that review, or that made those comments, I've listened back to the person from Marks and Spencer who served me. And I have to say, I don't feel that I was in any way wrong or being unreasonable about comments. Yeah, for someone who actually worked in the food section, her knowledge was, frankly, fairly lamentable. I've had
I've had the sandwich, which was smoked ham and salad with mustard dressing. Very good quality smoked ham, I thought. You know, it looked like off the bone kind of ham, not processed sandwich rubbish. And, you know, reasonable mustard dressing. Not a lot of it. There could have perhaps been a little more dressing. But overall, I'd say the sandwich was quite nice. I'd give it... Yeah, I'm certainly going to give it 7 out of 10. The cranberry juice and lemonade was, again, quite good. It was like flavoured sparkling water, really. It was quite heavily... quite heavily carbonated, a little bit on the gassy side. I'm yet to have the garlic bread. I think I might have that today. It would be today or tomorrow, probably today. And there was also a sushi, which was like California roll type thing. So the rice roll round, a bit of, you know, green pepper, a bit of tuna or whatever. Quite nice. But I have had better sushi from other places. I think, you know, I've preferred what I got from Tesco and those sort of places. So, and the other dish which I'm going to have in the next couple of days, obviously, is a Thai red curry. I've got high hopes for that. I'm hoping it'll be very tasty, but we'll see. So that's enough now, and off goes this boo, along with the times to cook that food, which I'm pleased to say I did manage to get out of her in the end, though. I think it's reasonably clear for that bread. It's 12 minutes in the oven on gas mark 6.